The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 7th Canto, 9th Chapter, text number 26, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on March 4, 1976, in Mayapur, India.
Translation: O my Lord, the Supreme, what is my position? Because I am born in a family which is full with the modes of material hellish qualities, of passion and ignorance. And what to speak of your causeless mercy, which was never offered to even Lord Brahma and Lord Shiva and the goddess of fortune Lakshmi, because you never put your lotus hand upon their heads, but you have done so on my head.
Kaham raja prabhavaisa tamo dikismi jata suritar kule ka tavan kampa na brahmana natu bhavasya na vaira maya janme pita sirasi padma kara prasada. This is the position. Maharaj humbly submitting, because he is Vaishnava, that what is my position? My position is that I am born of Rajastamagun. This birth takes place according to quality we acquire. Just like I was rebuking that toilet. This is so nasty, tamogun. And if I have no response to such tamogun place, that means I am also of that quality. Just like fire and fire, there is no reaction. But and fire and water, there is reaction. Between fire and fire, there is no reaction. But fire and water, there is reaction. Similarly, satogun, satogun, there is no reaction. Tamogun, tamogun, there is no reaction. It is, in English, it is called incompatible. When different quality, there is reaction. Chemical reaction, acid and alkali. Acid and acid you mix, there is no reaction. But acid and alkali, if you mix, there will be formation. So karanam gunasangayasya sadasat janmajonishu. If one is developing tamogun, then if he becomes a pig next life, there is no reaction. He'll be very glad that I am pig, I am dog. There is no reaction. But if one is satogun, then he cannot tolerate. Immediately obnoxious, such a nasty condition. I am very sorry, there was no reaction in such nasty toilet room. And you are getting cigarette threat, the quality of Brahman or Sadhguru, it is very regrettable. Nobody reacted. So, this is the position that unless we tato rajastamo bhava kama lobha dayascha de cita etai anavidya sthite satte prasi. We have to cut down these rajagun tamagun, otherwise there is no improvement. If a person in Krishna consciousness is found no reaction in rajagun tamagun, then he is a dull stone, it is not improving. It is simply show bottle. Show bottle is not there. Tato rajastamo bhava, this prescription is there. If one develops Krishna consciousness, then it is to be understood that he has surpassed satoguna, the brahmanical qualification. Why we offer sacred thread to a person who is coming from very, very low family? Because it is to be understood by chanting Hare Krishna mantra, by following the regulative principle, he has already come to the platform of satoguna. But if it is a false thing, there is no need of second initiation. There must be. One must come. This, our process is, don't do this, do this. Chant Hare Krishna mantra 16 rounds and don't do this, no illicit sex, no meditating. That means he is becoming purified. He is becoming purified from the rotten condition of rajoguna and tamoguna. But if he does not, then there should be no second initiation. This is the rule. So Prahlad Maharaj is claiming he is not neither in rajoguna, tamoguna, satoguna, he is Vaishnava, he is transcendental. Sagunāna samati tvaitāna brahma-bhūyāyaka. He is on the brahma-bhūta stage, on the spiritual platform. Otherwise, how Krishna touch him? Krishna is param-pavitra. Param-brahma, param-dhāma, pavitram, param-bhava. He cannot touch a rajastama-bhava. No, that is not possible. When Lord Rishingadev touched his head, either by his touching he is already purified, or because he is purified, therefore Lord touched his head. This is important. So he is purified, but as a Vaishnava, he is placing himself in the platform of rajastama. This is a whole world, at least in this age, Kali Yuga. These two qualities, mostly tamoguna and little rajoguna, but no satoguna. No satoguna. Therefore, people cannot understand what is Krishna consciousness. They cannot understand. Rajastama bhava. Cheta eta janavidya. Therefore, we have to purify ourselves. The prescription is there. Very simple thing. To become purified. Chinnadana sakatha krishna punna sravana kirtana. If we simply receive all these mantras, say Srimad Bhagavatam and Bhagavad Gita, all these slokas, they are all mantra. Just like as good as Hare Krishna mantra. There is no difference. So if we hear, that is the prescription given by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and we are trying to introduce this. Our so many centers, we are inviting people in so many ways, so that they can hear. This class is meant for that. It is not that everyone will understand each word, but simply if he hears, it will be beneficial, the mantra. Simply if one hears Hare Krishna mantra chanting, he will be purified. If he hears this mantra, a verse from Bhagavad Gita, a verse from Srimad Bhagavatam, attentively, even he does not understand the meaning, the purpose, still he will get benefit. That is the way. So we must hear. Prahlad Maharaj is then Rajaprabhava, my dear Lord, Isha, my this body, I have got this body from father and mother. They belong to the low grade family. Suretara. Sura itara. Sura means high class family. Demigod, Brahman, that is called Sura. And itara means low grade. So Suretara Kula. Because I am born, because everything is being done very perfectly by the laws of material nature. Prakriti kriyamanani gunai karomani sarva. Prakriti, nature is working. If you develop a kind of quality, there are three kinds, three qualities, satagun, rajagun, tamagun. So if you develop satagun, then your body gradually will be satagunized. Satagun, the goodness, the body will be purified and become good. Good, bad and maya media, three kinds. So, that is the process. Krishna consciousness movement means everything is being gradually develop into goodness. And at last, to surpass goodness, here in this material world, the goodness may be contaminated with the other qualities. But in the spiritual world, it is so good, it is called Shuddha Sattva. There is no contamination, there is no tinge of Rajagun and Tamagun. That is spiritual quality. So, Krishna consciousness can be possible in perfectness when we are above the quality of goodness. Above. Sagunana samatittayetan brahma bhuyayakal. One who has surpassed the three qualities and has come to the spiritual platform, then it is called chinmat. Chit means spiritual. And moy, this word, mayat pratyaya, these are used when it is in great extent, in large quantity. That is mayat. And vikarat. Vikar means transform. That's like gold. Pure gold, you transform into a finger ring. This is also gold. This is called vikarat. Gold has become now a ring. And another meaning is that suppose it is made of iron or other base metal, but it is covered with gold, large quantity. That is called udikat, because the quantity of gold is there. That is not all gold, but there is gold, cover. So in the two meanings, the mayat pratyaya is there. So similarly, chinmaya. Chinmaya means if you cultivate spiritual knowledge in large quantity, then your body is no more material. It is spiritual life. Chinmaya. Therefore, great saintly person's body, after demise, it is not burned. It is buried. Samadhi. Because it is chinmaya. So, udikarte, mat pratyaya, and vikarate. So, a Vaishnava, his body is chinmaya. In my body. So, Prahlad Maharaj says that my body is in large quantity this rajagun, tamagun. So it is not possible for me to approach you, my Lord, because you are Shuddha Sattva and I am in the material contamination. How it is possible that you shall touch my head? It is simply your causeless mercy. This is appreciated. Otherwise, how it is possible? You cannot touch this nasty quality of rajagun, tamagun. My body is made by my father and mother. They belong to the nasty rajagun, tamagun quality. So it is not possible that you will touch my body, but you have done it. You have placed your lotus hand on my head. It is simply your causeless mercy. Otherwise, I am not fit for this. You are so merciful that this mercy you do not offer to Lord Brahma. Brahma is supposed to be the supreme creature within this material world. Brahma. He is the first created creature and he is called Swayambhu. He is not born of any material father and mother, but directly came through the lotus stem which is growing from the navel of Vishnu. So he is not ordinary person. He is not, that way he is known as Swayambhu. We are not Swayambhu. We are begotten by father and grown up by mother. We are not self-sufficient. But Brahma is called Swayambhu because he is not born of any material father and mother. So he did not get this much. Although Brahma's position is so exalted, still, my Lord, he did not get this opportunity. Na brahmana natu bhavasya. Baba means Lord Shiva. Lord Shiva's position is also very exalted, more than Brahma. Lord Shiva is in between Lord Vishnu and living entity. We are living entity. So Lord Shiva is not ordinary living entity. Brahma is ordinary living entity, but very pious, exalted. Lord Shiva is more than Brahma. So he also could not get this mercy. Navai Ramaya. Ramaya means Lakshmi, the goddess of fortune. He always remains with Narayana. Her position is more than Lord Brahma, Lord Shiva. She is Narayana in a different energy only. Radha Krishna Pranaya Vidhiti Alladini Shakti. She is the manifestation of the pleasure potency of the Lord. The Lord has got unlimited potencies. Parasya Shakti Vibhudaya Sriyate. So, one of the potency is Radharani or Lakshmi or Sita. They are equal. There is no difference. Radha Krishna Pranaya Vrititi Alladini Shakti Rasma. These loving affairs between Radharani and Krishna or Narayan and Lakshmi or Sita or Ram, they are both of them the same. The one is potency, another is potent. That is the difference. Potent and potency. So such Rama, the goddess of fortune, she also could not get this compassionate mercy or causeless mercy. So he is feeling proud that you are so affectionate to your devotee. Therefore, Lord's name is Bhaktavatsa. He can offer to his bhakta any position, more than himself. Just like Mother Yashoda, she is bhakta, and Lord has given her the position for punishing him. Mother Yashoda is threatening Krishna that, Krishna, you are very naughty, now I shall bind you. So Krishna, out of being afraid, was crying. So Krishna has given the position to the bhakta that you chastise me, I will accept. This is bhakta's position. This is Krishna's causeless mercy. He can do that. So Prahlad Maharaj is appreciating that I am worthless. I have no qualification. That should be the position of the bhaktas always. Never we should think that I have become a big bhakta. No. Chaitanya Charitamrita author says humbly, Purisher ki thaite mai se laghisht. I am lower than the worm in the stool. Does it mean that he is actually? No. But he is feeling like that. An advanced devotee, they are always so humble and mean. They always think of himself as worthless. The Lord is so kind and favorable, that is his causeless mercy. But I am not qualified. I am not worthy of this facility. This is the humbleness. Kahanga rajas rajaprabhava isha tama udhikosmi. Not only I am influenced by Rajagun, but mostly 75% I am infested with tamo. Udhika. Udhika means in larger quantity. And there is no question of satogun. Udhikosmi in jata. Otherwise why I am born in this family? That is the test. Now they are by force, they are trying to be equal. Of course, in this age, everyone is Shudra. Otherwise, low-born means this differentiation of different low qualities. By nature, it will be. I have several times explained that as you infect a certain type of contaminous disease, you get that, you suffer from that. The Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra, then Antaja, Chandala, then so many Kirata, Huna, Pulinda, Pukkasa, Abhira, Sambha, Jarmana, so many, low grade. You know why this low grade birth? That is due to this. Karanam guna sangasya, the Bhagavad Gita. It is due to our association with low-grade qualities. Therefore, the human life should be very cautious that we may not be contaminated by low-grade qualities. There are so many rules and regulations, but it is very, very difficult to follow. Therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has recommended just to remain purified, chant Hare Krishna, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Kevalam Kalau Nastiva. You cannot, otherwise you cannot purify. So, Kirtaniya Sadahari, we should always chant Hare Krishna mantra. Then, we'll gradually be spiritualized, chinma, spiritualized. Then our life will be successful. Thank you very much.